أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واذكر عبدنا أيوب إذ نادى ربه أني مسني الشيطان بنصب وعذاب اركض برجلك هذا مغتسل بارد وشراب ووهبنا له أهله ومثلهم معهم رحمة منا وذكرى لأولي الألباب وخذ بيدك ضغثا فاضرب به ولا تحنث إنا وجدناه صابرا نعم العبد إنه أواب صدق الله العظيم. A few ayahs before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advised Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wasbir ala ma yaqulun. O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the kuffar of Makkah have made many allegations, they have made many assumptions, they have not accepted this kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So make sabr on what they say. And at the same time, remember our servant Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu was salam. Allah tabarakahu wa ta'ala spoke about some important aspects of the life of Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu was salam. Allah's great ni'mat upon him. Allah bestowed him his son Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam. And the ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala upon Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala commands Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One more command. Wadhkur abadana ayyub. O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remember our servant Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wa salam. We all know that Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wa salam was a Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And in different parts of the Quran, we discussed that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala put him through some trials, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him through some tests. And these trials and tests were not easy trials and tests, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala showed that Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam persevered. He did not at any moment or any time of his life forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He bore all these difficulties with a great deal of tolerance, a great deal of steadfastness and sabr. And hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala here commands Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to remember Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wa salam, that these are the tests of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that come upon the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam and then the pious slaves and servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الشَّيْطَانُ بِنُصْبٍ وَعَذَابٍ. When Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam called out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that certainly shaitan has afflicted me with weariness and with torment. Now here Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam's dua, anni masaniya shaitanu binusbin wa adab. And in Surah Al-Anbiya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relates another dua of Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, anni masaniya dur. وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. That, O Allah, this difficulty has come upon me, and you are أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Now, with regards to Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam's difficulty, one needs to be very, very careful again, like how we saw in the previous two Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Again, with regards to Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, we have some biblical narrations that have crept into the kitabs of tafsir, and into the books of certain authors, in which they make certain claims with regards to Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given him such an illness, such a sickness, that even his people could not tolerate him, etc. But this is all not from sahih ahadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The gist of it is that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had afflicted Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam with some kind of illness, some type of sickness. And Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam remained in this condition. Together with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had caused all his children to leave, to pass away. And together with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had had all his wealth removed and detached from him. So whatever source of comfort a person has in life, all that was lost to Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam. Ill health, a person does not have health, Obviously, that person is never in comfort. There is always discomfort. A person loses his children. There is always that sorrow and grief. Now there is no wealth. That is also a cause of concern. But one thing that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, one person that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had kept with Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam throughout this entire period of time was his wife. And in one narration it comes that for a period of 18 years, all this test had continued on Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, and she bore with Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam very patiently the difficulty. She served him, and in one narration it comes that she had to go out and work as an employee, and she would bring in whatever little remuneration she had, and in this way Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam and his wife would make a living. So here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about this, and then Allah Rabbul Izzat comes to the last part of it, urqud bi rijlik. Again, in a very lengthy hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam explains that Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam goes through all this with a great deal of difficulty, and after that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brings ease to Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam. His wife for 18 years, whenever he needed to go out and relieve himself, she would take Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, leave him at the place where they would relieve themselves, and then she would come back. Now Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, on one particular occasion, when he had made this dua, Anni massani ad-dur wa anta arhamur rahimin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered this dua of Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, urqud bi rijlik, O Ayyub, kick your foot into the ground, or stamp your feet into the ground, and what happens? Hada mukhtasalun baridun wa sharab. A spring begins to gush forth from the ground, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands him that he should wash himself, bathe himself with the water of the spring, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this way gives Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam complete shifa, complete cure from the illness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's second command was that drink from this water. So whatever was external, whatever was internal, all that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had cured. And this shows also that all this is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When she comes back to fetch Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, she finds that Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam is no more. There is somebody that looks something like him, somewhat like him, but obviously not in the condition that she had left Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam. Now he was hale and hearty and he was bright. And hence in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam complete cure and shifa. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Inshallah we'll continue. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.